Richie Neal, my congressman, 1st District of Massachusetts, in office since 1989. You know, when somebody says since 1989, that sounds like, you know, yesterday to me, but not to a lot of other people.
Well, it's important to remember that I actually served at the very end of the Reagan administration.
Wow.
And I think that highlights the time element that's involved. So I had a chance to spend those 3 weeks to a month even witnessing the end of the Reagan years.
Wow. Richie, I'm delighted to have you because I've been meaning to ask you for a while about the Olympics. I know that Massachusetts has a bid in for the Olympics. It's not terribly popular in Massachusetts, sort of running around 50-50 or a little less in terms of people who want to spend the money that will be requisite for that. Where are you on this?
Well, I'm waiting to see, and that's a very honest assessment. And I think that for those of us in central and western Massachusetts, which at different times I have represented wide swaths of the geography, I think that we ought to be considering, if the Olympics are to occur, how we might leverage a benefit for the central and western parts of the state. I think it would be very naive to continue the argument that I keep hearing from Boston 2024 when they suggest that no public money is going to be used. So, there is no example in Los Angeles or in Salt Lake City that says that public money was not used. And I think for us in central and western Massachusetts, if they're to reconstruct highways and to reconstruct neighborhoods in the city of Boston, let's balance that against the notion that this is a statewide referendum and that it ought not to become another big dig. Instead, it ought to be utilized for the purpose of, I think, doing a better job with rail from Boston to Worcester to Springfield and on to Pittsfield.
What do you got in mind?
I think right now the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, which is a very credible organization with Tim Brennan, they are in the midst of developing a plan for what is called the Inland Route. And simultaneously, we are awaiting a study by the end of the year to be complete that was inserted by John Olver that would examine the potential for rail linkage or more sophisticated transportation from Boston again to Worcester to Springfield and even on to the Berkshires. So you can note that one of the things that happened with John and I participating, we urged Deval Patrick to participate with the state of Connecticut to use the stimulus money to improve rail from New Haven to Hartford to Springfield and on to Vermont. So the north-south side of this is moving along quite well. And I've actually sat on the train while it hit 70 miles an hour in Hatfield, Massachusetts. And I think that rail transportation is not only worthwhile, but I think that it would highlight the opportunity for people to live in central and western Massachusetts, work in Boston, or vice versa. So I think that this opportunity for us ought not to be saying that we never wanted to hang around with Christopher Columbus because he was going to discover something big. Instead, we should be saying what could be in it for central and western Massachusetts and then making a determination based upon what I call regional equity as to whether or not we should support a statewide referendum for the city of Boston to host the Olympics in 2024.
Are you getting lobbied by the powers that be? Because, you know, the congressman is very important, and especially in your prestigious position on Ways and Means and the rest, are you getting pushed hard to support it?
I wouldn't describe it as being pushed hard, but I certainly am in the loop. That's for certain. And in fact, I have had and hosted a meeting here in the Capitol with the entire Massachusetts congressional delegation. And I must say that we are like-minded on this, that there ought to be an opportunity for the rest of the state to prosper. And also to point out something I think that's entirely relevant, and that is, we're all in favor of whitewater rafting, for example, in the Deerfield River, or a volleyball game in Holyoke, or a basketball game in Springfield. But the truth of the matter is that that ought not to be used to placate the people in central and western Massachusetts as they seek support for the Olympic bid. There really needs to be a tangible achievement that is something that we'll be able to look to years after. And if I can, for a moment, offer the lament about what happened with the Big Dig, Alan.
Sure.
And that is the Big Dig, because it started at $2 billion and ended up north of $22
billion. Whoa.
It consumed a lot of projects in transportation across the state that were either put on hold or canceled because you needed the money to go to the overrun at the Big Dig. And I don't want the Boston Olympic Committee to think that they can just highlight the achievements of the city of Boston and ask the rest of the state to participate in the referendum question. So I've been in contact with former Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray at the Worcester Chamber of Commerce and Jim McGovern in central Massachusetts and parts of western Mass. he supports my position as well. And I'm hoping that we're going to use this, coupled with a very credible study from the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission and Tim Brennan, that would promote the idea of better east-west rail.
You've seen the polling. There's a lot of polling out there, and I know that it's pretty well split on whether we should want the Olympics or not. What is the western part of the state saying? I have not had the privilege of seeing that polling.
Well, I'm one of those individuals who has analyzed polling for many years,
sure.
And I can tell you this, on a referendum question of this magnitude, this can be won by the pro forces, and the number could be moved north or the number could be moved south based upon what the final package looks like as it's analyzed by the voter. So I think that right now what you're getting, as is the case with any poll, you're getting a snapshot at that moment.
Mm.
And I think that that's what people miss about a poll. You can use words, or you can use, in this case, what I would hope would be a tangible achievement to move polling data. But I don't think that those of us in the central and western parts of the state ought to acquiesce to the argument that a Boston Olympic bid is good for the state when there's no possible tangible achievement for other parts of the state. And right now, I think it's fair to say that there are two economies in Massachusetts. There's the Boston economy, and there's the rest of the state's economy. And we need to be mindful of that. Boston is flourishing and growing. It's a capital region, and it is right now going through another extraordinary real estate run-up, and that really has not spilled over to the rest of the state at the moment.
Wow. So I want to go back to the big dig with you for a minute. You're right. It certainly sits in my craw, and I think an awful lot of other people who live in western Massachusetts. How did that happen?
My sense is that knowing something about public works and what happened in this instance, I think that Speaker O'Neill, who began the deliberation with former Secretary Salvucci and Governor Dukakis, and incidentally, I think it was a worthwhile initiative. When you travel to Logan Airport today, you can find that it's much easier, much more accessible, and at the same time, the dredging of the Boston Harbor is about to take place to accommodate those tankers that are going to be coming through the expanded Panama Canal. So all of this augurs quite well for the city of Boston, but back to the big dig. So I think that what Speaker O'Neill did at the time and Senator Kennedy, they saw this great opportunity to depress the artery in Boston. And they began digging with about $2 billion in expenditure. And one of the issues when you start to tear up major highways and relocate major highways is that it's always far more costly to complete the project than the initial analysis would offer.
I'm sorry, I don't understand when you say depress the artery. What did that mean?
Well, there was an artery that used to run over the city of Boston.
Right.
And if you tried to get, by the way, to Somerville, or you tried to get to some of the surrounding communities, you could be locked in traffic for what seemed like days. And the decision was to depress the artery and put it underneath the city of Boston. And that's what happened. So if you're traveling right now to Logan Airport, you really travel underneath parts of the city to get there. Is it easier? It sure is. Through the Ted Williams tunnel, through the Tip O'Neill tunnel, there are all of these accruing benefits. And the ease of moving people around in terms of transportation creates greater efficiencies and greater productivity. So for that, there's no argument. What we do argue about is that there's a big state out there.
Sure.
And not to have this a Boston-centric event, or use the example of suggesting that there's going to be no postponement of other transportation initiatives across the state while you undertake an event that is international in standing. And I'm hopeful that people will use the example of the Big Dig to say that for central and western Massachusetts, we need something reasonable that will offer economic growth to us, just as the Olympics, as portrayed currently, will be offering to the city of Boston.
I say go get them, Richie Neal.
Thank you.
Proud to have you as my congressman. Richie Neal, Massachusetts 1st District Democrat in office since 1989. We'll be back tomorrow with some more.